Welcome to Sunday morning breakfast in bed. Yeah, I've just finished a breakfast made for me by my daughter Omani Dot. And this is a remarkable occasion, so I suppose I ought to record it for history. But she picked a cup downstairs, which has got a 3/7 eaten apple core in it. A beautiful white mug. And she made me some chamomile tea in this. She then poured a load of grain, added some raisins to it, and put that in a bowl and a little jug on the side, a little white jug on the side, and brought it all up to me on a tray, having told me I wasn't to come downstairs. So whatever I did yesterday, which was a room during which I was grouchy and grumpy, I have to say probably most of the day, whatever I did yesterday can't have been that much of a disaster, because I'm given, although I do think that the reason she brought me breakfast in bed is the reason that she gave me, which was that this was to get me fit for wrestling later on. But this isn't why I'm making this particular Sunday morning audio boo. Although it is actually why I'm making it. But never mind, I'm just kind of making it to demonstrate my complete tongue-tiedness and confusedness. But it's really that I've been persuaded by Joe Fishwick to do something which I had decided not to do. It was listening to an audio by Joe, who lives somewhere like Devon in the UK. That'll just show you how little I take in from Audio Boo. Where is Jo Fishwick? And I think she's in Devon. And yet I think I'm getting her mixed up with Julian Summerhayes, who I know definitely is in Devon. So I don't think I'm right, because otherwise I'd have started, you know, plundering my imagination and come up with ideas that Jo Fishwick and Julian Summerhayes might actually meet each other sometime, even though they're kind of wonderfully different individuals. Anyway, the point I'm getting to is the point that the topic for February, and I forget which particular day it is the topic for, I'll find out before I post this. The particular topic is one I decided, no, I'm not getting my feet into that area at all. You know, I couldn't see that I could contribute anything of any real interest to. Might be of prurient interest, but certainly not of useful interest to the topic, you know, how do I decide who to follow on Audio Boo? And secondly, how do I decide who to unfollow? That's a little summary of Mr. Imp Sawyer GB, the leader of February, of the topic. But then for some weird reason, I changed my mind after listening to Joe Fishwick. I think it was because I loved her audio boo so much that I thought, oh, look, come on, Paul, stop being churlish, come on. This isn't, and neither is it definitely, I know it's not to compete with her, because I couldn't make an audio boo like Joe if I tried. Really, really hard, I'd have to get tuition. But back to the topic, you know. How do I decide how to follow people on Audio Boo? A couple of points about this is really. One is I can't remember how I ever started following people on Audio Boo, because when I started doing Audio Boo, I didn't know anybody who did it. Certainly I was quite convinced that I'm not really, at the time, I was even less of a Facebook user than I am now, but I'd get no help from Facebook, and I certainly was quite convinced that all the people I was connected with on Twitter weren't using Facebook, weren't using Audio Boo. I think what I did to start off me off was that I went looking for who were the most famous people using Audio Boo. You know, who were the best practitioners of audio, of communication on Audio Boo. And I think that's what I... See, I belong to the school that says Audio Boo doesn't exist at all. Audio Boo is a kind of abstraction. There are people running a company called Audio Boo, and I don't know any of their names anymore, And there are people who use Audioboo to communicate, but Audioboo to me is just a word. Anyway, the point about it is that I found Christian Payne. And of course I found Christian Payne, because you couldn't possibly, in the time when I started on Audioboo, you couldn't possibly not find him. It was, you know, Stephen Fry and Christian Payne. I don't think I knew anybody else. So I probably went and looked to see who did Christian Payne follow and, you know, who followed Christian Payne. Well, of course, that was the best directory of people on Audioboo. You know, if you want to see I have yet to find a better one, but a person whose timeline or whatever you call it, lists of context is more useful, I'm inclined to just go to Christian Payne. Now, this is a good while ago now, so that was kind of how I began doing it. Well, like everybody else, I think I was, you know, Rolling Stone gathers moss or whatever you call it. So I pick people up when other people refer to them and whatever. I have to say that a bit like some other people, and maybe not like anyone, I don't go for following people back. So I do get notifications when people follow me on Audioboo, but I generally, all of my notifications, not just notifications on Audioboo, notifications for Twitter, for this, that and the other, they all go into a place where they don't distract me. I know I can find them, but I can just ignore them. They don't distract me, they don't stop me from doing the things I'm doing, etc. And you know, I tell you what, Barack Obama could start following me on Audioboo and I wouldn't even notice. You know, it's like that. So I certainly don't follow people back. So I generally haven't much of an idea of how many people are following me. I know it's, you know, over a couple of hundred, and I know that I'm following over a couple of hundred. But no, I don't. I actually often find that when people recommend other people on Audioboo, they don't spell their name out slowly enough for me to be able to let it sink in. So I hear about somebody, you know, pronounced in a Northumbrian, picking that accent at random, as being kind of halfway between McColgan and Turbo Stream. But basically, I can't grasp people's names that quickly. So I am, and I'm too busy to go back and re-listen to it and write down and do all the checking. So I just let it go, really, for the most part. Yeah. In fact, the best, if anybody ever would like me to follow them, and, you know, you would like me to follow them, just send me a message. I mean, I'll definitely be intrigued if somebody, you know, sends me a message, you know, a Twitter message or anything like that. And a bit like Pilgrim Chris, I do go for people who interact with other people. That would be one of my key things. I'm a community person, basically. I really am. I'm a natural broadcaster who's really dedicated to community. In other words, I talk too much, I speak too much at people, and I'm working on that, you know, and by the time I've had another 20 years of psychotherapy, I'll be all right on that. But when it comes to the things that push my button, community is big. So when, for example, you know, RJ Net, that lovely, lovely man, comes up with this idea about a moment in life, you know, 12, 12, 12, 12 or something like that. And I immediately started to get my imagination around the idea that this could be a communal thing. You could have people from one part of place in the world, on Australia, Brisbane, for example, just to pick Ian Kath's, K-A-T-H, I-A-N-K-A-T-H, I think. Pick him up and say, well, he might be saying what happens to him at 12 o'clock, and given the time difference, you know, you could be having a series of Audioboos during the day. And I love those kind of things, and that's partly why I, you know, like to be part of February, and it's partly why I've got a little bit, you know, out of my pram on occasions. I've expressed it much less than I felt it. about the tendency in Audioboo, or the weakness within on the Audioboo board. The weakness on the Audioboo board of the point of view which is dedicated to community. I mean, there are various people on the Audioboo board. I do not speak from insider knowledge, by the way, but any group of people who are doing something, they have a board, and they represent various interests. So there'll be somebody on the Audioboo board whose primary role is to fly the flag for finance. And they've got a job of how the hell do we raise money to keep this business afloat, or how do we keep our costs under control, and, you know, how many people can we afford to hire, etc., etc. Or which new alliances can we forge? But who is the head of community? And I don't mean simply the person whose job it is to go off and make community happen, but I mean the person who actually leads strategically on community and makes sure that community comes into every single thing. Just as finance people make damn sure that finance comes into everything. You know, you can't discuss a blooming thing in the world without a finance person having an opinion. You know, even though they haven't a clue what the matter is about, they do know how it translates into money, and we do need finance people. Bloody good ones is what we need. Anyway, I'm an awful long way, Joe Fishwick, from where you started me off, and in fact, my original intention was to not so much talk about who I follow as unfollowing. You know, I've had this experience with unfollowing. It's most vividly come back to my mind when a young woman, who will remain nameless and named for the rest of their life as far as I'm concerned, because this was really so poignant. She, in my kitchen, broke down in tears because some people had unfollowed her on Twitter. And she was in complete bits. And I did my best not to tell her to, you know, pull her pants up or pull her socks up or whatever it is, but to listen to her, give her a good listening and give her a little bit of, best I could, help to pull herself together, if you like. And given how easy it is to follow and unfollow people, you know, it might be the most meaningful act somebody does in a single day, but it also might be the most trivial. It might be an accident, too. You could follow somebody on Audioboo by accident by just hitting the wrong button or something. Wouldn't be the first time that's happened. You could unfollow somebody by hitting the wrong button, too. I mean, I think I unfollowed McColgan, or somehow or other, somebody unfollowed McColgan for me. I was thinking, how come my life has become so much better recently until I found out that I'd unfollowed McColgan? Well, you know, I had to contact him and say, look, I never meant to do this, you know. But anyway, look, back to the topic of unfollowing. I have to say, as I sit here in bed on a Sunday morning, crap-looking weather and all that after poor old Ireland did so very well in the struggle against the oppressively strong English yesterday. As I sit here in bed, I can't think, have I ever unfollowed anybody? I haven't got time to be unfollowing people, you know? I've got too many other things to do in my life, and I'm trying to spend my whole life trying to reduce the number of clicks I have to make in order to get things done. I mean, I can't think why I would unfollow anybody. I can tell you, if you want me to unfollow you, this is what you'll do. You'll make a series of 100 Audioboos and put them all up one after the other. Find some mechanism getting them up so there's nothing in between. And you'll clog up my timeline to the point where I won't be able to, it'll take me so many clicks to get to the next one of my followers the people I follow to listen to, that I will actually get exasperated and unfollow you. I think that's about the only thing you could do. I mean, if you started spouting off all sorts of weird ideas that I didn't agree with at all, I'd probably, you know, go around telling everybody they should listen to you because you were different. Because I certainly don't use the criterion that says follow people who agree with me or follow people who are like me. I mean, it's not to say that if you actually do say things I agree with that I'm not pleased, but I'd be a very impoverished man if the only point of view I listened to were people I agreed with. And anyway, there's actually nobody out there I fully agree with anyway. I'm just a cantankerous, contrary person. You know, I don't even agree with Bernie Goldbach all the time, you know. Goldbach. On all, you know, wretched social networks, the ones that other people think are good. It's the social networks that Bernie Goldbach isn't on. They're the ones to go for, by the way. See if you can find a social network he isn't on. Try that out. You'll probably find it's actually refreshingly different anyway. Now, I'm getting quite silly, Joe Fishwick, and, you know, I absolve you from any association with any of these ideas. But yes, unfollowing people. It's cruel, it's nasty, it's unkind. You know, that's one point of view. Or, you know, it's about as significant as... Oh, there's a swallow. No, I tell a lie, there can't have been a swallow. Flying past the window. This February community life is terrific, really, isn't it? I mean, it really is. I vote Zaire GB for MBE. Come on, let's write to the palace.